You finally work up the courage to ask your love interest out on a date, and they said yes. You're ecstatic, but hold up, what should you do? How will you woo your date? Suppose you do the wrong thing and your date doesn't like you anymore, leaving you single for the rest of your life. Well, okay, that's just your anxiety talking. However, making a good first impression is key. So here are three ideas you could use to totally wow your date. First idea, go on a long walk. Scenery is key here, especially when making a first impression. A romantic date is all about focusing on and learning about each other. There's nothing better than going sightseeing together. No distractions, just you and your date. The best places to take a walk might be an evening stroll through your city's park, on the bench, or a trail in a national park. Time of day is extremely important, as well as the weather, when deciding where to walk. Do some research beforehand about the best trails to take your date and the ones that lead to the best spots. One of the most romantic spots are on a hill overlooking the city. And remember, seeing streetlights from afar can be magical. Second idea, play games and puzzles. Nothing is sexier than suspense, and one of the best ways to keep your partner in suspense is through games, like treasure hunts. With clues strewn about, your partner will have to be constantly guessing what is awaiting him or her at the end of the game. Treasure hunts are not the only games you can play, though. You could even have a custom-made jigsaw puzzle with the finished piece, a picture of both of you, or anything else that is significant to you both. This would, of course, be after you have more than an established relationship. The jigsaw puzzle is also a very creative way of proposing to your loved one. Final idea, touch. Where, how, and if you touch depends on a lot of factors, including how much you know the person and how long you've been dating. Even if you've known this person for less than an hour, touch is still important to build rapport and trust. And don't get it wrong, touch is not just about the possibility of a future sexual encounter. It's about more than that. Touching in platonic areas can build trust and friendship. The best places to touch your partner are the areas where you would touch a platonic friend. This shows your date that you're interested in getting to know them more. These places include the upper and lower arm, the small of the back, the upper back, and the shoulder. Don't hold them there for too long, and once some familiarity is accomplished, then you can touch your partner longer, and also in more intimate places like the face, neck, and stomach. If you're very familiar with your partner, you can make a game out of touch. You play this game by having pieces of paper with the areas to be touched, plus a description of how you should touch them. Place them in a hat and pick them up blindly. The act should be mild, though, more of a tease. No body part is off limits.